Okay, this is Liz from Supper Culture, here with two of Lonely the Brave. How are you guys doing?
Good, thank you very much.
Do you want to introduce yourself quickly?
I'm Bush and I play bass.
And I am Mark and I have ginger hair.
And bass guitar.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Right, first of all, congratulations on the Redden and Leeds gig. That's a pretty big deal. You're now opening the main stage, which I believe is a pretty big deal. You opened Radio 1 stage last year, right?
No, we've done the last 3 years in a row. So we did the introducing stage.
Yeah.
And then last year we played on the Radio 1 and it wasn't open, was it?
Yeah, we were third or fourth.
And then it was a bit hazy. It was a crazy day. That was like nerves, just unbelievable. So I don't dread to think this time.
Are you guys nervous then? It's a pretty big gig.
Nervous and excited in equal measures, probably, for me, I'd say.
Yeah, I'm just really excited.
Yeah.
We've said it loads of times before, but Reading is the one for us. We'd be there anyway if we weren't away. So we're all massive fans of it, especially Bush, into like every single one ever.
I've put to a lot of Readings, so I'm glad to be going back and playing the main stage, because it's just a whole different level. But it'll be a highlight for me, definitely.
Awesome. The lineup's pretty good this year. Is anyone in particular you guys want to make sure you watch?
On the day we're playing, because obviously we'll be doing Leeds on the Friday and Reading on the Sunday, so Refuse to headline in one of the there's like the punk stage and they're headlining that, so I'm definitely going to go and see them. Main stage,
same day as us is
Libertines.
Just catch a bit of the Libertines,
I should really give them a bit more watch, really, as we're there.
Suppose so.
No, wandered around and see what's going on.
Awesome. Now, you go off on your tour this week, and it's a pretty long tour. Like, how do you prepare for such an exhausting-sounding few weeks?
You try and prepare, and then you bring all the stuff with you you don't need. It just sits in the suitcase, and then you really don't need to bring that stuff anymore. But you still bring it next time anyway. And, it's about it. It's all you can do. Honestly, you just get out and see what happens, don't you?
Yeah, obviously we have to rehearse the songs we're going to play, but at the end of the day, you don't get that sort of gig fit, as it were, to start playing, so you don't know. You can rehearse as much as you like in a room, but it's not the same as getting out there in front of the crowd, so that's when the real sort of excitement starts, isn't it?
And how do you guys kill time while you're travelling, because it's a lot of travelling involved up and down the country?
I guess it depends on the person, but the PlayStation takes quite a hammering from a couple of and there was some serious FIFA action going on the last tour, but other than that,
I tend to read. I'm a bit sort of
bushy reads,
quiet.
And I'm one of those weird people that hasn't watched any Breaking Bad yet, so I've just put all of that onto my computer to watch this time around.
That'll keep you busy.
do all five seasons.
And again, we have a chat.
Sometimes when the batteries run out,
when all the devices stop working.
So you go pretty much all over the whole UK. Where's your favourite city to play? Hometown or...?
Do you know what? I know that's a cop out. Anywhere that people come to watch, it's amazing. We always have an amazing time in Glasgow. Every time we've ever played in Glasgow, it's been really special. And again, this time on this tour, it was the first one to sell out, I think, wasn't it? Ridiculously in advance, so it's amazing. But just on it, we can go to different places and have people come and see our band. You know, it's mind-blowing enough that it happens in the UK, but now it happens in mainland Europe as well. You know, across there, there's these people come to see our band. How lucky are we? Just lucky that people take an interest. Yeah.
The new album came out 6 months ago, right? Mm-hmm. What's been your favourite song off that to perform live so far? What's been the best fan reaction as well?
It's probably between Back Roads and the Blue Green, I'd say. They both seem to get a good response live, get people singing along, and that's always an amazing moment. So I'd find it hard to choose which one I preferred to play, but Blue Green's probably my favourite song of the album, so I'll go with that one.
Yeah, I'm a bush on that, but it's my favourite as well. And people just singing it back now, it's an amazing feeling.
Yeah, I bet. Now, your covers of got quite a reputation for your covers. Your Cyndi Lauper cover on Radio 1 was incredible.
Oh, thank you.
What's been the most fun or your favourite cover to record?
I love Streets of Philadelphia just because I love the song. Just hearing our kind of version of it was really really exciting. So, but the Cyndi Lauper one was a lot of fun as well. I mean, that was one of those songs, when it was suggested, it was like, oh yeah, maybe that could work, you know, we'll see how it goes. And it turned out, you know, I thought it turned out really well. So mm-hmm.
It's such a killer song.
Yeah, well. It's just great. Do you know what I mean? It's
one of, I'm with Bush on that. I mean, for me, it's probably Philadelphia 1 because it's an amazing song, but 2, so Dave just killed it. So, works for me on that one.
If you can sort of get Springsteen right, then you must be doing it.
It's dangerous territory.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
there's a lot of fans out there going to crap on that one. You know.
Get in trouble.
Yeah, hopefully it was alright.
Yeah.
Are there any like songs out at the moment that you really want to cover, like for your next cover?
I don't really think about covers generally. No, I mean, like, it's always like Dave mainly kind of drives it, and the other guys, well, I'm kind of happy with what.
Like, just do what you're told.
Yeah, it has to be something he's happy. York one. That was kind of because Dave was saying about wanting to do a female song.
That's
so,
right.
About that, that's some crap. It's
Edge of Cyndi Lauper as well. Yeah. But I think, I mean, that's something Dave's happy singer, then we just kind of go along with pretty much anything he suggests. So I don't know. I think
we didn't
bring a bit outlandish at all.
Yeah. Wow. Now, your music videos are always beautiful, like they're really well done. Do you guys have any sort of like input on the creative process behind that, or is it all done by somebody else?
A little column A, a little column B. I mean, we get a lot of different ideas come through from people saying, yeah, that's what we do with it. A lot of the time we'll kind of give a brief in terms of what the song, not necessarily it's about, but the kind of feeling of the video or the sort of feeling of the song, or know what it means to us, and let the guys work on it from there. I mean, to me, it would be a bit rude to suggest to someone whose career is to make these beautiful things and say, well, this is what we want, because they're going to do something that's infinitely better than I can think of.
Yeah.
We write songs, they do music videos. So, I mean, we've been really fortunate in the ones we've got. I mean, Jeff Levar did the one for Victor Ryan, the animation, which we'd actually already seen. We loved it. We asked him if we could use it.
Yeah.
He said yes. So he did a cut of it for us. But Greg Davenport did Backroads and the Blue Green videos, which, yeah, both are really powerful.
Mm.
And yeah, I hand on heart, happy to admit I was wrong with the Blue Green videos. So initially I was like, I didn't like it. I didn't like the idea of it. I didn't want to come across preachy, but he's very clever. He treads that line very carefully, and it comes across sincere and really. Just that's what the song is, and it captures that perfectly. So, very talented guy.
Mm. And talking of the Blue the Green, the fan version that you did was an awesome idea. Are you planning on doing another one for any new songs, or is that sort of a one-off?
We haven't had any plans to do that again, but I'm sure we'd be very open, especially since that version was so good. You know?
Yeah, it got a really good reaction,
so
didn't it?
How it sort of came about, really, and love to be involved with something like that again. Maybe when the second album comes out at some point, then we can put one of those songs forward and do the same thing again. But I'd love to see them.
Yeah, their guitar parts are better than mine, so.
Talking of second album, are you guys working on that now? Is that the next thing? Are you writing while you're on the road, or is that?
We don't tend to write too much on the road because the kind of level we're at as a band, it makes it very difficult to do that. But yeah, we do like sound check kind of stuff that we've been working on. But yeah, I mean, we've been writing for a long time. I mean, our album's been around as a physical entity for quite a while. We haven't kind of sitting around at that time and writing. So, the biggest problem we have as a band, as a problem, we're very, very critical of the songs we write, and we constantly get told off for it, because if we don't think it's good enough, we bin them and we won't play them ever again. Whereas everyone can say, no, keep them, and use them for stuff, whatever.
Mm.
Yeah. Ultimately, if we're not happy with it, they get chucked on the woodpile and burn
below. We don't really have the luxury of doing that so much now, as you, after obviously getting sort of signed and stuff, you need to have more material available for other things, and you can't. A lot of stuff got sort of thrown aside during the writing of the first album that would probably have been quite good eventually, but who knows?
It's gone now.
We've got a lot of stuff kind of, I don't know, we're probably 56% there, I thought.
Awesome.
And we'll probably put on that start again.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
Good luck with the tour,
thank you.
We'll see you guys soon.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.